Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dive into all of the glamour and all of the trash. I'm your host, Chelsea DeMontes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, filmmaker, author, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. My memoir just came out on June 4th, and I am currently on a book tour. So to celebrate the book launch and the tour, we curated an entire month of extremely special celebrity memoir episodes to play in June. Each episode this month was chosen because it has a close tie-in with me, my life, who I am, stories from the book, and a few of them feature extremely special guests like this one. So let me tell you what book we are covering today. It's titled Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, My Friendship with Patsy Cline, written by Loretta Lynn and published in 2020. Loretta wrote this book all about her best friendship with fellow country singer Patsy Cline, and it came out in April 2020. So quite possibly the worst time in history for a book to come out, which is why I think this one has not gotten enough attention and it was not on my radar. Okay, so today there is a trigger warning for this episode. This is a podcast where we get into really heavy issues all the time about abuse and sexual abuse, sometimes suicide. So please take care always when listening. Loretta Lynn had a country music career spanning six decades. Just prolific is not even enough to describe her. She passed away in 2022, which is just 2 years after she published this book about her best friend, Patsy Cline. You know Loretta Lynn from her other memoir, Coal Miner's Daughter, which was made into a film with the same name starring Sissy Spacek. She's had a prolific career. Some of her famous songs are You Ain't Woman Enough, The Pill, and Don't Come Home A-Drinkin'. You know Patsy Cline as one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century with songs like Crazy and Walkin' After Midnight. Loretta and Patsy were both groundbreaking musicians in the country music scene, especially because they were women. And in that time, the Grand Ole Opry and country in general was calling women girl singers. So you're never just a singer, you were a girl singer. And women were not being awarded country music awards and getting these achievements. And these two women broke through. They got those awards. They achieved those things that women had never gotten before. And they really paved the way for women in country music. And the most special thing is that they did it together. There's so much to get into, but to start us off, I want to play one of Patsy Cline's most famous songs, which I know you will recognize and love.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying.
My very special guest today is an actor, writer, and all-around good time gal. She has appeared in Homeland, Love, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. She was also a staff writer for the Netflix cartoon Chicago Party Ant for 2 seasons. Currently, she is performing her one-woman show, Triumphantly Delusional, around the Los Angeles area. I saw it. It's fantastic. Please welcome Emily Walker.
Oh my God, hello.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad you're here. We're recording this in person.
Yeah.
So listeners, most of these happen on Zoom, but this one's happening on the couch. So thanks for being here on my couch.
I drove over the hill.
From
Hollywood to Burbank. And I'm here now.
And you're here now. So I have to tell people why you're a special guest.
Yeah, okay.
I brought
sound effects like boo and hiss.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm kidding.
No, really, that's not happening.
Like, you know, like a villain entrance, you know?
No, you're not the villain.
Okay, well, I can. It's kind of a fun role.
It is a fun role. Listen, we love a leading role. A female villain, we don't get enough of them.
Thank you.
So you are one of the June episodes, which I reserved for the most meaningful episodes to me. So like my mom is one episode this month.
Cute.
And in the memoir, dear listeners, I wrote about a female friendship breakup with my best friend and soulmate. I'm going to cry this whole podcast.
Oh my God.
And then after I'd written it, I felt like the right thing to do, the ethical thing to do, was to give it
the chapter. Yeah.
The chapter